scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.
So this is a pretty crazy story. It's from the Washington Post. It says a company called Service Dogs by Warren Retrievers is being sued for selling phony service dogs at a pretty high price. $25,000 is what one of these is going to cost you.
Okay.
Now, we know service dogs, they can be pretty expensive because they have special, special skills. The company claimed that the dogs were trained to detect low blood sugar in diabetics.
Okay.
So customers quickly discovered that the dogs were actually just untrained Labrador puppies.
Oh, no. That's terrible. Yeah.
So the puppies didn't respond when they were called. They refused to walk properly on leashes, didn't appear to have any special training at all. And this is the bad part. More than 50 customers complained about these untrained dogs.
Oh, my goodness. It's the ultimate scam because, really, you just sell a bunch of puppies at once.
Right.
That if there was just 50 customers, that would be $1 million.
That's
over $1 million.
Huge money.
And then you just get out. It probably would take people a little while to figure it out. Like, this dog doesn't seem to be doing anything.
Yeah.
We should give it a couple of days. Maybe it's just adjusting. And then by that point, they've, picked up and moved.
Yeah. And I mean, I've never had to have a service dog or know many people that have service dogs. But where does one procure a service dog?
Well, not from Service Dogs by Warren Retrievers. Don't do that.
Yeah, definitely not.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's tough.
I guess
tough.
You go to special breeders and trainers, but they could be scammers.
Definitely.
That's really
something you got to watch out for.
I can't decide if I think this is terrible or fantastic. A chocolate syrup truck overturned in Poland, shutting down the highway.
Oh my gosh.
A tractor trailer carrying chocolate syrup overturned. Tons of chocolate sauce spilled onto the roadway and then quickly hardened.
Ooh.
So it became like chocolate cement. Cleanup crews. And I'm wondering if it's like the kind that like hardens into sticky.
Right.
Like sticky mass, or is it more like a ganache?
A ganache. I was just going to say that.
Ganache highway.
Yeah.
Cleanup crews had to bring in hot water trucks to clear the mess. The truck's driver, unfortunately, was taken to the hospital with a broken arm, but nobody else was hurt.
Oh my gosh.
So you just like probably skidded across the chocolate.
Are they going to use the chocolate, like reuse the chocolate and maybe use it for Rocky Road ice cream?
Oh, boy.
But no, that is a very sad story. And I'm sad that chocolate all went to waste. But that's trending topics for this morning.
98.3 The Coast. Trending Topics with Johnny and Megan on 98.3 The Coast is brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.